This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The U.S. Coast Guard's sole heavy icebreaker recently broke the nation's 40-year winter absence from the Arctic Circle's icy waters. Polar Star spent a 12-week deployment in the Bering Strait region. Back at the dock in Juneau, its commander, Captain Bill Watira, proclaimed the mission a success. He describes the three main objectives of their deployment.
The first area of focus and the primary aim was to assert sovereignty over U.S. territory in the Arctic. We were going to project power north of the Arctic Circle and send a message to the rest of the world that the U.S. is an Arctic nation, that the U.S. cares about the Arctic, and that the U.S. will absolutely defend our territory and defend our sovereign resources in this region.
The nation has increased interest in the Bering Strait, and institutional knowledge and skills set to navigate the Arctic winter is limited. Watira says training personnel was the second key goal of the mission.
Everybody is interested in this region. Everybody recognizes the strategic importance of the Arctic and Alaska, and everyone is scrambling now to make sure that they have a cadre of operators that are capable and ready to go up and carry out Coast Guard missions and other missions in this region.
In addition to Polar Star's strategic national security and Arctic training objectives, the icebreaker sailed the north with scientists and researchers aboard. Over the last several years, government studies recommend, and the Coast Guard has concurred, that the United States needs three heavy and three medium icebreakers to ensure a persistent presence in the polar region. Following the signing of a $746 million contract with Mississippi's VT Halter Marine back in 2019, construction has begun on the first of those heavy cutters. When will Western Alaska see the Coast Guard again? Watira assures that the Coast Guard plans to continue its summer patrols later this year.
We're going to be running the standard Arctic Shield playbook that we've run for the past few years, which includes a seasonal, scalable, mobile presence. We're going to have helicopters forward deployed for search and rescue. We're going to have small boat teams in the right places to make sure that we're ready to respond if anything goes wrong.
Polar Star will head to Vallejo, California, where maintenance will extend its life by another 4 years and continue the Coast Guard's heavy icebreaking capabilities. For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.